Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a goal.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Over the last few weeks, I've been naming my best 13, and as it turns out, it was a best 17. I kept calling it a 13, but I did have a four-man bench as well, and I'll just go through the starting team again that I named over the last few weeks. I've had a lot of new listeners join us lately, so I had Carmichael Hunt at fullback, the young gun out of the Brisbane Broncos, just returned up there to play for the Pies. Really exciting times up there. On the wings, I sort of bent the rules a little bit here. I had two star fullbacks on the wings. I went with Anthony Minicello, Sydney Roosters legend, one of my favourite players ever, and Greg Inglis on the other wing, obviously Melbourne Storm and South Sydney Rabbitohs sensation. Obviously did play a lot of wing in Origin, but I couldn't pick a side without Greg Inglis, and I didn't want to leave out either of the two centres. The first being an immortal of our game, I went with Mal Meninga at one centre, along with GI, the most damaging outside back I've ever seen, and I think I will ever see. The other centre, I went for a slightly different footballer, a bit more of a crafty player, a bit more of like a second 5'8", and I think my right edge would be really dangerous with Jamie Lyon out on that side. I just love the way that Killer went about his footy. All the skill in the world to play as a halfback, a 5'8". So, as I said, sort of played as a wider 5'8", which I really like. Sort of like what's happening in rugby union over the last few years with the inside centre becoming a second 5'8". So Jamie Lyon and Mal Meninga would be my centres. In the halves, for Andrew Johns at halfback, for me, the most talented halfback we've ever seen. Absolutely love Joey. Love the way he went about his footy. And to partner Joey, a bit more of a natural footballer, I've gone with Cliffy Lyons there. I absolutely love the way that Cliffy went about his business. I'll have a clip dropping on my Instagram page about Cliffy over the next few days. One of the most entertaining players I've ever seen. The king of think fast and play slow. So he'd make a decision, he'd know what was happening, and he'd slow up the line. It's that tempo that he used to approach the line with, and his slow ball playing, the way that he used to use Beaver Menzies and stuff, just a sensational player. Into the engine room, and up front, I went with Arthur Beetson, an immortal of our game as well, the third immortal in this side. Absolutely love Artie. I love the way that he was a ball-playing front rower before his time. I think he would be more suited to the game now than when he did play. An unbelievable footballer, Artie, a proud Indigenous man, a fantastic Australian. Number 10 in the other front row would be a Pommy that came over here, Sam Burgess. Got himself into a bit of Barney rubble lately, but as a footballer, I just don't know if there's anyone else you'd rather go to war with. Just a sensational player, fantastic offload, could pull off a big hit whenever your side needed it. What he did in that 2014 grand final, just an absolute gladiator, Sam Burgess. So him and Artie up front for me. In the back row, I've gone for Glenn Stewart to start. He's a guy, another one like Jamie Lyon, a second rower that could have been a 5'8". The skill set he had was unbelievable. Tough as nails as well, Glenn Stewart. A guy I've got a lot of time for, extremely underrated for me. The other man is another guy that I think could be an immortal. I don't think he will because he's not in the public eye as much anymore. He's not as involved with the game, but that's Bradley Clyde, one of the greatest Canberra Raiders we've ever seen, one of the best forwards we've ever seen. Tau Malolo, is widely considered by a lot of people to be the best lock forward in the game. For me, I still think it's Bradley Clyde. The stuff that he could do was simply unbelievable. He wasn't a front rower wearing 13. He was a genuine 13 who could play in the back row and just cut teams open. You know, you'd see a kick put down over Canberra's head and, you know, the kick would go 45 metres and then Bradley Clyde would be there to take the first tackle on him and, you know, to take the first run. And he would have made four tackles in the last set. Just an absolute freak, Bradley Clyde. One of the fittest players rugby league's ever seen, the Terminator. At 13, I've gone with Brad Fittler, Mr. Versatile. I've said a lot about Freddie over the last few days, of course. Absolutely love Brad. Wanted to have him at 6, but when you got a guy like Cliffy Lyons, you can fit into your team, and Freddie is as versatile as he is. I could have picked Freddie at 6, centre, or 13. For me, though, along with Bradley Clyde, he's probably the best 13 we've ever seen. He didn't play a lot of footy. At 13, only a couple of years, won the Dally M there. Won the Dally M 13 of the year a couple of times. Played a lot of rep games there as well, but played a lot of 6 for the Roosters. You probably remember a lot of his highlights from playing 5-8, but as a lock forward, he was unbelievable, Bradley Fittler. So that's my starting lineup. So there's a lot of guys that were really hard to leave out of this. It was made extremely difficult. So my bench, I could only pick 4 guys here, and I didn't just pick the 4 best ones that I didn't pick, so I didn't pick 4 fullbacks. I tried to pick a genuine bench that you would have in a footy game. So I've got a jersey 14, a utility, then jersey 15, I've got sort of a back rower, a middle forward with a bit of X factor, then I've gone for 2 front rowers, just like you would in a normal footy side. So 14 was really hard. This was probably the hardest decision I had to make. It came down to probably 3 guys. One of them was Darren Lockyer, one of them was Billy Slater, one of them was Cooper Cronk. I ended up going Cooper Cronk. I just love the way that winners win. Lockyer was probably the hardest to leave out of this side, but Cooper Cronk, I just absolutely love him and the way that he goes about his football. He's a one-in-a-million guy. It's no shock that every system he walked into has turned into a championship system, whether it was Melbourne, Roosters, Queensland, he could just do it all. And the thing about Cooper Cronk is that as soon as he leaves those systems, they stop winning. Yeah, Queensland, he wasn't there 2014, he was injured, they lost that. As soon as he retired from Origin, the Blues started to come back in Origin. The Melbourne Storm, I mean, he's there in 2017, they win the Premiership, he moves to the Roosters the next year, he wins the Grand Final with one arm. He stays at the Roosters the year after that, they win again. He retires, Melbourne Storm come back and win the Premiership, and the Roosters go out in straight sets in finals footy. I don't understand how anyone could argue against Cooper Cronk and his greatness. He is just something else. And I've said before, there's guys with more skill. There's guys with better vision. There's guys that are faster, stronger than him that have worn the 7. For example, Joey in this team. But for me, Cooper Cronk, he's the best 7 we've ever seen. If Cooper Cronk's in your team, I think there's a 70% chance you win that game straight away, to be honest with you. People want to talk about him not having the huge clutch moments of your Thurstons, your Joeys, and that's completely fine. But the thing with Cooper Cronk is that he doesn't win many games in the last 3 minutes because he tends to just nail you down, put you into corners, and turn you over for the first 77 minutes. And personally, you don't get the highlights out of Cooper Cronk, but you get the trophies, and that's what I want. Cooper Cronk will always be in every team that I pick. Absolutely love him. Should be an immortal for me. Jersey 15. Now, this is sort of the second rower with a bit of X factor. He's also a lock forward. A guy that's really underrated. Won a Clive Churchill medal. Played for a couple of clubs. Jim Dimmick. Spoken about him a little bit. Had him on the Instagram page the other day. One of his old footy cards. But I just love the way that Jimmy went about his footy. Tough as nails. An expert wrestler. I've seen him in wrestling sessions and his brother Milton. They are unbelievable. Strong as an ox. With all the skill in the world, Jimmy Dimmick. He's a guy I've spoken about for a little while. Whenever a coaching job comes up, he's the next guy that I want to see get a job. He knows football inside out. I would love to see him get a gig somewhere. I believe he's up at the Titans at the moment. I think he's going to do really good things up there with that forward pack this year. An exceptional talent, Jimmy Dimmick. Now, I already spoke about Bradley Clyde, Brad Fittler as some of the best lock forwards we've ever seen. Jim Dimmick, for me, he was right up there. Whether he was wearing 6 or 13, he was incredible. Played for the Kangaroos, played for New South Wales, didn't play as much rep footy as what he probably should for me. But club level, he was always unbelievable. Jimmy, and he's a guy I've always got a lot of respect for. Okay, I've got 2 front rowers left, and the first one is a Kiwi. Started off at the Canberra Raiders as a centre, moved his way into the front row, went to the New Zealand Warriors. It is, of course, Ruben Wickie. Tough as nails, Ruben Wickie. I mean, imagine in this side when you've got Artie Beats and Sam Burgess, they come off for a rest, and Ruben Wickie enters the field. it would be hard to handle. I love the way that Ruben went about his footy. He had a really good skill set, was tough as nails, and would just put his head where 99% of humans wouldn't put their foot. I'll never forget that night at Mount Smart Stadium where C.S. Oliola returned it off the kickoff, and Ruben Wickie, mate, if he would have done that on the street, you're probably getting 15 years for that. That was unbelievable, that hit that he put on, and he had so many in his career. A guy that just demands respect. Absolutely love Ruben Wickie. He's another guy that you'd be more than happy to go into the trenches with. And my last front rower, I simply couldn't leave this guy out. He probably isn't suited to the modern game as much as when he played. His position has changed a lot in the front row, but for me, he was just the GOAT front rower for so long, and the game's changed. It's moved away from him now, but for the era that he played, Shane Webke, he was just something else. I mean, he would just have momentum on every single play, tough as nails, could handle himself in a stink, was just, he was just everything, Shane Webke. I absolutely loved him. He brought Petro Sevenaseva through under him, and it's a big reason why Petro is one of the best front rowers ever for me. I absolutely love Shane Webke, and he's the sort of guy, just doesn't take any shit. Great leader around the club, everything. I love Shane Webke. I've got a lot of time for him, and that'll be my bench. I'll go Cooper Cronk 14, Jimmy Dimmick 15, Ruben Wickie in 16, and Shane Webke in the 17. I'll just mention a couple of guys that I found really hard to leave out of this team. Of course, it is my favourite side ever. Darren Lockyer, I mentioned him. Ben Kennedy was one I would have really liked to have in this side, just couldn't find a spot for him. Billy Slater, I think I mentioned him earlier. The greatest fullback we've ever seen for me, an incredible talent. James Tedesco was there as well, really liked Teddy. Cameron Munster, he is slowly becoming one of my favourite players in the game. Thoroughly enjoy watching Munster do his thing. Brett Morris is a winger. I've had so much respect for Brett Morris for such a long time. To be at the age he's at now and still doing what he's doing is simply incredible. Another guy in the modern game that you all know how much I love him, Victor Radley. Was really tough not to have him in my side. I think he's right up there with my favourite players in the game right now. I love the way that he goes about his footy. I love that he's an old school fella. I love that he plays both sides of the ball. So he's able to attack. He's not afraid to take a hit up. He always finds his elbows and knees. He can also ball play like a halfback, organise like a seven. And then when the ball's turned over, he's the best defender on the field. And, you know, he doesn't pick out easy targets to whack. He gives it to absolutely anyone. I remember watching him giving it to Marty Tapau that night. That was simply unbelievable. So Victor Radley, he was hard to leave out for me. Another ball playing lock forward that I've always loved is Greg Bird. Cronulla Sharks, Gold Coast Titans. I always thought during that decade of dominance by Queensland, Greg Bird was consistently one of our best players. I absolutely love Birdie. I think that if he would have ended up at better clubs, I think his career could have been absolutely anything. Brett Kenny was another guy that was really hard to leave out for me. I absolutely love BK. He was just a natural, wasn't he? It was sort of, for me, the sixth jersey in my side, it was either going to be Cliffy Lyons or Brett Kenny, and you know what, the more I think about it, I don't know if I've got it right, but either of those two I would have been more than happy to have in my side. The last guy I'll mention is a halfback that I just love the way that he goes about his footy. I love that he had, you know, the best long kicking game. His passing game was 20 years before his time. Ricky Stewart, of course, the current Canberra Raiders halfback. A seven that I absolutely love. I love watching those old tapes. Yes, he had an all-star cast around him, but the way that Sticky used to be able to move the ball 25 metres in 3.5 seconds was unbelievable. Defensively, just so hard to handle a guy that can move a ball like that. And, you know, as soon as you used to get Canberra on the back foot, Ricky would get the ball on third or fourth, and he'd kick it 65 metres. And you've got to remember, Ricky's not kicking with these balls now that are designed on computers to make sure they flow through the air. Ricky Stewart was kicking wet sponges around back then. They were like bricks. And to be able to pass those balls, they don't have the grip that the guys do now. Just simply incredible. You had to put a lot more float on your passes then. And, mate, the way that he was able to float balls into holes for guys, very few guys have been able to do that. Ricky Stewart, I hold him right up there. That's my favourite 13, which turned out to be a 17. Couldn't leave those bench guys out, which I then named about another 10 guys that would have been in the extended squad having a good time on the beers while this tour was happening. But really enjoyed this one, naming my best side. It was really tough to do. I thoroughly enjoyed it, though. Hopefully we can come up with a few more themes, and I'll try and pick my best 13 for those.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.